Speak to us, loving God, from your word and in the power of your spirit. Amen. Well, the story of the raising of Lazarus is surely one of the most moving passages in the Gospels. We're invited into the pain of a grieving family, Mary and Martha, whose brother Lazarus has died far too young. But as we face ourselves this strange time of pandemic, there is grief around in many different ways at the moment. Some of us are grieving lost jobs, plans cancelled, families distanced, freedoms curtailed. So the lectionary invites us to look at this story about grief during Lent, because as we read of the raising of Lazarus, it paves the way for Jesus' resurrection on Easter Sunday. But this story doesn't allow us to jump straight to the good news of the resurrection, because first, we must listen to the stories and the pain of these two sisters as they express their grief at the loss of their brother. It's really interesting that the first thing that they both say when they see Jesus is, "Lord, if you had been here, our brother wouldn't have died." It's the if only that so often characterizes grief. If only he'd gone to the doctor sooner. If only I hadn't said those harsh words. If only the car hadn't been going so fast. If only she'd given up smoking when she was told to. There are always if onlys along the journey of grief. And inevitably, some of those if onlys are directed at God. If only you'd healed him, Lord. If only you'd answered our prayers. If only you'd given us one more year together. For Mary and Martha, overwhelmed by the pain of their loss and the knowledge that Jesus could have come sooner but didn't, their if only expresses their sense of Jesus' absence in their time of need. Rather like the poem Footprints, where the author wonders why Jesus' footprints in the sand seem to disappear during difficult times, Mary and Martha are aware only of Jesus' absence during a time when they most needed him to be there. But when they both hear that Jesus is now on his way, their initial response is very different. We read it in verse 20. Mary's response is to stay at home. Her way of coping with her grief, it seems, is to withdraw, to stay within the comfort of her home surroundings, drawing strength from the family and friends who have joined her in the house. But Martha is the upfront one. She has things that she wants to say to Jesus. When she hears that he's coming, she goes straight out to meet him. Was there aggression and anger in her words, I wonder? Or was it just despair that led her to greet Jesus with those words, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died"? Martha's way isn't to seethe quietly. Martha's way is to say it like it is. And yet, through her despair, it is Martha who holds on to a seed of faith, saying in verse 22, "But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask." It's an amazing statement of faith in Jesus' power. Martha doesn't go so far as to say, "I know that you can raise him, Lord." Perhaps even for Martha, that was too much to hope for, too much to speak out loud. But despite her disappointment that Jesus didn't come sooner, despite her grief, Martha reaches out to Jesus in faith and declares her trust in his power. And so they have this amazing conversation in verses 23 to 27 about resurrection and what it means. And Jesus speaks those words that we hear so often at funeral services. "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies." This story is precious for the way that it opens up to us something of Mary and Martha's grief, for the way that through the stories of these Bible characters, God speaks into our stories. As we see Mary and Martha expressing their anger and grief and disappointment to Jesus, we're given permission to express our own pain, our own struggles, our own if-onlys. But perhaps even more moving is the way that this story reveals something to us of Jesus' emotions too. Because it's in this passage that we find the shortest and perhaps the most remarkable verse in the whole Bible, verse 35 of John 11, which contains just the two words, Jesus wept. Faced with Mary and Martha in their grief, faced with the sight of the tomb in which Lazarus was laid, Jesus wept. Do you know, we could have a whole sermon just about those two words. They tell us so much about God's involvement in the pain of human suffering, about God's grief that meets with ours. Jesus wept. You know, sometimes we feel the need to stay strong when we face difficult times, to put on a brave face and to assume a stiff upper lip. But as Jesus was faced with the grave of Lazarus and the grief of his friends, he wept. And if it's good enough for Jesus. And then the miracle. Jesus' words in verse 43, Lazarus, come out. And Lazarus emerges from the tomb, still wrapped in the burial cloths. Jesus' power that has turned water into wine, stilled a storm and healed a blind man, is now seen to have authority even over death. Death, where is your sting? St. Paul would later write. We need not fear death, for we trust in a saviour who has conquered it and has promised to travel with us through it. Well, I read this story of the raising of Lazarus on one occasion when I was taking home communion to someone. And the lady I was with talked about a friend of hers who had commented before he died that he was ready to meet his maker. So I used the opportunity to ask her if she felt ready to meet her maker too. And she responded, "Oh yes, but I'd like to get rid of this cold first." The life of eternity will set us free from our finite bodies, free from colds, free from pain. "I am the resurrection and the life," says the Lord. And we live in the light of that promise and in the confidence that the raising of Lazarus and the raising of Jesus demonstrates that God's power is greater than anything that we may face. St. Paul puts it so powerfully in Romans 8. "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." So, in times of grief, we find solace in the companionship of Mary and Martha and in the remarkable truth that Jesus wept with them. But our grief is always tempered by the resurrection promise that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Amen.